Chapter 2. Catherine Grows Up. When Catherine was about 10 years old, Dr. Sloper invited one of his two sisters, Mrs. Lavinia Penniman, to stay with him until she found a house or apartment of her own. She had recently become a widow when her husband, a poor clergyman, had died. She was only 33, had no children, and very little money, and she wanted very much to leave the small town where she lived. Mrs. Penniman moved into her brother's home and told everyone except her brother that she was staying there to take charge of her niece's education. This would have made her brother laugh, as he didn't think that Mrs. Penniman was very well educated. To her brother, Mrs. Penniman often said, "It's important for a motherless young girl to have an older woman to advise and help her." Mrs. Penniman was a tall, thin woman with very strong ideas about correct behavior. She was friendly and romantic, and she loved little secrets. Sometimes she wished that she had a secret lover, like the heroines in the books she liked to read. Her brother understood her personality and said to himself, "When Catherine is about 17, Lavinia will try and persuade her that some young man is in love with her. It will be quite untrue. Unfortunately, I can already see that Catherine won't grow up to be beautiful, and so far she has a rather boring personality. No young man will ever be in love with Catherine." Dr. Sloper much preferred the company of his other sister, Mrs. Elizabeth Almond, who was married to a prosperous businessman and had 9 children. Mrs. Almond was one of the few women that Dr. Sloper respected. He had a low opinion of most women, thinking they were not very logical. For the doctor, being logical was one of the most important characteristics for a person to have. Dr. Sloper talked with Mrs. Almond about many things, but he rarely discussed anything with Mrs. Penniman except to give her instructions about Catherine. Once, when Catherine was about 12 years old, Dr. Sloper told Mrs. Penniman, "Try to make Catherine a clever woman, Lavinia. I would like her at least to be clever." "My dear Austin, do you think it is better to be clever than to be good?" answered Mrs. Penniman.
"A person is good for nothing unless he or she is clever," Dr. Sloper said. "Of course I want Catherine to be good, but she will still be good even if she is also clever."
Mrs. Penniman tried to make sure that Catherine had all the skills that a wealthy young woman was expected to have. She insisted, for example, that Catherine learn to play the piano and to sew. She took her to dancing class, and she taught her correct social behavior. Despite her aunt's efforts, however, Catherine did not grow up to be very clever at learning from books or in her social skills. She was not knowledgeable about any subject, and she was extremely timid. Some people said that Catherine was boring, although kinder people said that she was quiet and mature. Others thought that she was stupid because she usually said so little when she went to dinner parties or to dances. In addition, most people thought that Catherine was unattractive. Although she had a healthy complexion and smooth brown hair, her eyes were too small and her nose and mouth were slightly big. Everyone agreed that she was not going to be popular among the young men of New York society. Catherine was extremely fond of her father, although she was also a little afraid of him. She thought he was the cleverest and most handsome man in the world, and her greatest desire was to please him. Dr. Sloper realized this and tried not to show Catherine his disappointment in her. But he often wished that she was beautiful like her mother had been, or as intelligent as he himself was. Gradually, Dr. Sloper learned to live with his disappointment, and often told himself, "I expect nothing from her, so if she ever surprises me, it will be good. If she doesn't, I won't feel that I've lost anything." By 1835, the Slopers' once fashionable neighborhood had become busy and noisy, and the family decided to move to the quieter, newly fashionable neighborhood of Washington Square, near Fifth Avenue in the center of New York. Dr. Sloper had a large, modern house built with white marble steps leading to a white marble front entrance. A big balcony outside the living room windows looked out onto a small public garden in the middle of the square. Around this time, Catherine started to wear fancy, expensive clothes. Dr. Sloper preferred women to be simply and elegantly dressed, and it irritated him that his daughter, who was unattractive and uninteresting, also had bad taste in clothes. When she was 21 years old, Catherine bought a red and gold satin dress that made her look 10 years older. A few months after she bought it, Catherine wore this dress to a party that was to change her life.